Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's real talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always gonna get the realness. Beyond the title to opinions, don't get in your feelings. The further assassins, breaking it down, we bring on the next verse. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pissing the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this real talk, you should really check us out. Providing voices for the people, this is what we about. Bringing skilled and talented guests doing from different places. Holla welcome, different views, different races. Hit the top, this intrigue we doing it. It's real talk radio, the best ones doing it. Focusing on top instead of pick people's interest. Going deep, got people's faces frowning like incest. Can't rock out with us, you got a thin chest. We make our name hold weight, that's the bench press. If you're an up and comer, this is where to be. You're gonna get a good look, that's a guarantee. That is what we desire on. So if you think you're seriously funny, then you can ride along. The podcast for years with the veterans. It's one of those days we could be a medicine. Listen, got choices, it's all on them. Either check us online or you can call on them. Doesn't matter your political views, you can call it how you see it. Say whatever you choose, there's no censor. It's all good when you rock with us. When they hear real talk, come chop it up. Conspiracy theories, Barbies, superstorms, online dating, that's the topic we be on. Why men cheat? Why women better at it? Why you blacks gotta witness so many foolish tragedies? Why you 30 still making twerk videos? Why narcissists victimize and want pity though? These are things that we all wanna know. Why you at the right place, cause we address it on the show. Models, actors, authors, rappers, singers, producers, atheists, pastors, shouts to supporters, helping us grow faster. It's all love, we embrace fellow podcasters. Sports, dating, family, politics, other shows so they dig us but won't acknowledge it. Acknowledge if it. We come together, we can make a union. It's Real Talk Radio, tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in.
Man, oh man, oh man. It feels good to say this, but welcome to It's Real Talk Radio with T-Rail and Bobby G. I'm your host, T-Rail, and my good brother, Bobby G. Where you at, Bobby?
Hey, I'm right here, Tay. What's up, everybody? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. All right.
Yes, sir, well, indeed.
Hold
on, before you kick it off.
I set it off, yeah.
I need to ask, like, can you hear me? Can you hear me good?
Yeah, you good.
Because this headset that I'm using, people will be telling me like almost like they don't hear me as well as the other headset. And I'm actually using Beats, like Dre Beats, like those, like Apple. Like I'm using those $300 headphones. But,
wow.
Yeah. But people be saying they haven't been hearing
you
clearly.
You sound a little lower. The volume sound a little lower. That's it, though. That's it.
Well,
but I still hear you. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to switch it on speaker real quick. Tell me if you hear me better, all right?
All right.
Okay, so what about now? Do you hear me better, lower, louder, what?
I think now you actually sound clearer. You don't sound louder, but you seem to sound a little clearer just now, yeah. But you was clear enough to me, but I know you want to have the best sound quality when you're on, so people
Let me know. I'm going to switch it back to the Bluetooth again. Let me know which one sounds better.
All right.
Okay, now I'm back to Bluetooth. So which one sounds better?
Oh, you know what? No, stay on the Bluetooth. You now you're louder. You're louder now. That's crazy.
Oh,
really? Yeah, but you're louder now.
The phone
closer.
I got the phone like a little closer.
Yeah.
So I'm good like this?
Yeah. You're good. Yeah. You're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So before we get into the topic, which is modern women are extremely difficult, self-centered, and unreasonable. Now, we usually make our topics in question format because we don't want to sound like we have all the answers, like we know it all, so we ask the question. But this right here is a statement. This is not a question. It's a statement. And there's a reason for that, just based on the behaviors we see from modern women. So before we really start to get into that, just want to say for the people that enjoy our podcast that we've been, you know, MIA for a while, but we was just talking in the green room. We was just talking about, you know, trying to, you know, really get back to it. So we're working on that. Of course, you know how it goes, personal lives and things going on sometimes prevent us from being able to really be able to convene. Because, like, we don't want to come on and give y'all a half-ass show. If we come on, we want to be able to fully knock in. Like, I don't want to be half-sleep. You know what I mean? It's like tired, or if I'm dealing with something and I can't focus the way I normally would, we want to be in good spirits, you know. We want to be, you know, have energy. You know, we want to be in a good space, you know. So we haven't been able to line it up the way we need to give y'all good content. Today is a good day. I'm feeling good. Brother Bobby feeling good. You know, we got energy. Saturday morning is early up. Got a whole fresh night of sleep. We locked in. We hungry for this. We're almost 500 podcasts in, you know. And some of this content is like, you know, I had other people that was on the that, like, you know, had like a short run where they had a few episodes of their own content under the Israel Talk Radio platform, you know. But nonetheless, you know, I'm claiming everything. It's under my banner, right? It's under Israel Talk Radio, and you know, I still had to help put it together and engineer, produce the show and all that stuff. So I'm claiming everything. I'm sorry. I am claiming everything that's under this content. I'm claiming it is another piece of work. And most of it, like 97% of it is literally our content. Me and Bobby, or me and one of the other former co-hosts, you know, the brother Bobby, has been rocking out with me for some years now, like, you know. And, you know, as anything within the last few years has been me and Bobby G, you know, rocking it out. Bobby's been staying strong day one, you know, and sticking with it. And when I say, hey, Bobby, it's time to go, Bobby is ready. And vice versa, Bobby say, yo, hey, it's time to go. I'm locked in. And that's how we rock. So, Brother Bobby, I do want to say live in front of everybody, I appreciate you so much, man, because without you, I don't think I'd be motivated to do this by myself, just sitting here talking for 2 hours by myself, you know. So definitely appreciate your contribution, because I feel like you make this all possible. So I think you deserve a round of applause.
Thank you. Yeah, man, thank you so much, man. I'll tell you, man, you know, I always been interested in, you know, in the media field, you know, whether it's acting, I'm a musician, you know, I always want to put something out to the people, you know, whether it's digitally, whether it's whatever, you know. I just wanted, I have, you know, we all have a story to tell, you know, we all have something to share to the people that can possibly help others. So when I saw your, you know, your ad, I was like, yeah, this is an opportunity to put my voice out there because, you know, I started out with you doing, what was it, the NFL Weekly Wrap-Up. That's when I started doing that with you. So we was talking all, you know, NFL football, you know, talk. And, you know, so, you know, we're both, you know, big NFL fans and everything. So sports fans, you know, NBA as well. But we was doing the, you know, NFL radio. It's real, you know, NFL Weekly Wrap-Up. And, yeah, I loved it. And it just also gives me an opportunity to, you know, I was glad that you gave me the opportunity, very glad that you gave me the opportunity. And also I wanted to be loyal and supportive and just do my part, do what you needed me to do as a co-host and everything. So, and yeah, so, and I'm still doing it and I'm still here and I'm thankful. So I have to thank you as well for giving me the opportunity to, you know, put myself out there on this platform. And we had nothing but good topics on, like, literally, like, every show to me, if you ask me, you know. You know, we talked about everything under the sun, everything that's been going on since we started, everything that's been going on. And, you know, we talk about sports, we talk about politics, we talk about stuff that's going on in the world. You know, we talked about, you know, police killings of black men. You know, we talk about relationships, we talk about anything worth talking about. So, and it's all there. You guys can go back in the archives and, you know, click on any one of our shows. And, you know, you guys will see exactly what I'm talking about. So, yeah, I thank you as well. I thank you. So, you know, you gave me the opportunity to shine and, you know, put my views and, you know, and everything out there. So thanks to you. And you also deserve a round of applause. So you need to hit yourself with a round of applause. There you go. So awesome.
Oh man, I wasn't even ready for that, but Bobby asked for it, so appreciate it, Bobby.
You're welcome, bro. Anytime.
Yeah, so with that said, you know what? Let's do one other thing, too, before we, because once we get into this topic, it's over. We in it, and we stand in it, you know? So one other thing, let's briefly just talk about, I mean, because the NFL playoffs has been happening, right? And, you know, it's been a lot of action going on. It's exciting. Tomorrow is the NFC and AFC championship for 2023. And
yes,
let's speak on that a little bit. Let's look at could you pull up the pool, the playoff pool, and you know,
oh,
kind
the pool?
Of,
okay.
You know, yeah, always from your email and kind of like just talk a little bit about, you know, the games,
okay.
And what made you make your picks, and I'll speak on what made me make my picks and what we think is going to happen, who's going to the Super Bowl. You know, for the football fans out there, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's
not
a problem.
Getting to that a little bit before we really get into the topic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We used to do this every year. Right. This used to be what we did. And it's all weekly wrap up. That's what we did. We just talked football.
Okay. I got it pulled up. Which, we're going to go to our last, what we did recently about this, about tomorrow's game.
Yeah, the conference championship one, that one. Go to that email.
Okay, all right. Well, so far as the conference championship, so far is, and there's other people involved as well, besides me and Tayez. There was a few, some people, you know, had to pull out. But anyway, so far as me, like my picks for tomorrow, I have I know, you know, a lot of people probably not going to agree, but I have San Francisco and Philly winning. Yeah, Philly has been good. They've been playing well. And but we saw what San Francisco did to the Dallas Cowboys. So they were supposed to be that and a good NFC East team as well. So I have to look. It's going to be interesting. I, you know, hopefully I'm not wrong. Could be, but you know, my heart is with San Francisco. And the other game I have over Cincinnati at KC, Kansas City, I have my money on Kansas City because of the fact that they did lose to Cincinnati, I believe, twice, right? Like 2 years in a row?
Three times in a row.
Look at that. Three times in a row. So I don't, you know, I'm like, okay, KC got to get it together. I know they really going to come with it. They don't want to go down for Cincinnati. Cincinnati is good. Those guys is good over there. I like, you know, man, Joe Cool is no joke, you know, man, you know. But it's going to be interesting to see. But that guy over in you know, Pat Mahomes, man, come on. What can you say? Now, that's another issue, too, though. Because last week? You know, Pat Mahomes ended his right ankle or something like that. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I think it's a sprain.
Yeah, I think it's a sprain because they said they didn't see anything when they did the MRI or x-rays or whatever. So they didn't see any serious damage. So he may be just ready to go. So
hopefully. He said he is. They released a statement from him. Said he's not ready to go. Mm-hmm. He's definitely playing. But we saw that limp last week. And we saw how the Chiefs didn't dominate as much as we expected them to dominate Jacksonville. And Cincinnati just came from, you know, an upset beating Buffalo, you know, and holding Buffalo to 10 points at home with the high-powered offense. And now you have injured Pat Mahomes, who wasn't going to be able to give you that same leg work that he normally does, like he's limping and stuff. I mean, I don't know how he's exactly set up right now, but the way he was last week, it's hard for me to imagine that he's going to be 100%. It's like there's no way. He's not going to be 100%, and they're going to need everything to go right because Cincinnati has had their number. So they're going to pretty much need everything to go right, and if Pat Mahomes hasn't been able to beat them in three straight games, and we know he's going to be the MVP, right? So for him to not be able, for the MVP to not even be able to have beaten them in three straight games, and now Cincinnati's on fire, and having to beat in Buffalo and holding them to 10 points and knowing that they had the Chiefs number and Pat Mahomes
inclement weather
isn't 100% right. And on top of that, there's no Tyreek Hill to demand a real double team. I mean, you have Travis Kelce, but, you know, that's not the same as a Tyreek Hill deep threat, like that vertically stretched the field like that. So, I mean, I think the Bengals had a tougher task last year when they had to deal with Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. Without Tyreek Hill there, I mean, they can just really just focus that much more on Travis Kelce and Pat Mahomes, you know.
Yep, and, that's a fact.
What's your score prediction for that game? Let's compare score predictions. What's your score prediction for that game compared to mine?
Okay, so far as mine, okay, let me see. The first game, well, I don't know which game was first and second. We were plays first, but
it's the NFC. The way I said it, the order, game one, game two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, the Niners-Eagles game, I have my predicted score is San Francisco 30 at Philly 20, which is equal to 50. So, and the Cincinnati at KC, my predicted score is Cincinnati 21 and KC 30, so 51. Those are my two scores. You want me to tell one yours? Or you have...
Yeah, can you tell them? Because I'm over here trying to finish this audio. So can you tell me what mine is?
All right. So first of all, you and me got two different, totally different picks. Yeah, you went on you was on the other side. You're on the other side of the fence. Yeah, you went. So you got Philly. You got San Francisco at Philly. You got Philly. You got the predicted score, San Francisco 23 and Philly 27, which is 50 points. And then you have Cincinnati at KC. You pick Cincinnati. And I'm going to tell you, man, any one of these games could go either way. I'm going to be honest. So I really can't.
Mm-hmm.
If it did happen that way, I wouldn't be surprised at all, totally. But you have your predicted score, you have Cincinnati 30 at KC 27, which is a total of 57. So, yeah, you got Cincinnati by field goal. So that's interesting. Right? You never know.
It's going to be interesting, right? And we have a we're doing it right. We're doing it different because we have our regular season pool and our playoff pool. And our playoff pool is points-based. Our regular season pool is wins-based. But we have what we call the marathon edition pool. So ours isn't like a week like, oh, you want, I mean, yeah, there's a winner every week, but there's a winner at the end who wins the whole thing based on the accumulation of wins in the regular season and the accumulation of points in the postseason. And right now, Bobby is up. Bobby, you got the score count?
Yes.
So you got to go to the other, the results, the last results email for the score, for the total points score count.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me go back.
I know Bobby's definitely ahead, though. So this is a big week because Bobby picked two different teams from me and Big Rand. So
right,
if Bobby gets so these two wins, it's mathematically impossible for us. It's already over. He won it. It's going to be mathematically impossible to catch him.
Mm-hmm.
If you get one ring, everybody got a chance. But
yeah.
Go ahead, Bobby.
All right. So, okay, you want to know. Let me find it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you go to the bottom, I think it'll help, like, the total score, the total points for each of us.
Like, okay, yeah, let me scroll down.
You got to scroll to the bottom of the results.
Of the page, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
To the rules, yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's see. You got the notes. So it's supposed to be, it's above the note 1A or is it below that?
Right above it, right above the note. Right above, it should be like one of the last things you see. It'd be the divisional playoff results, that email. Divisional playoff results. Are you at the divisional playoff results?
Okay, here you go.
Okay, you got it.
So you got Big Rand, he's plus 34. You got me at
No, that's the wrong thing. Hold on. Let's go to it.
Oh, that's the wrong thing. Results.
You got to go to where it says points. Let me go to it. Let me help you out. Let me go to it real quick. So that in this way, you'll know moving forward whether exactly what you're looking for when you want to see the total score count. Wow, this feels like an NFL Weekly wrap-up show.
It feels like that.
Keep scrolling down. You'll see at the bottom. All right, right there. Hold on, let me see. Did you click view entire email where you get to see everything? Once you click and view it, the entire thing?
Yeah.
If you get down to the bottom, you got to click where it says view entire email. And once you click that, you see everything. And once you know you can see everything, right above the notes, you'll see Road to Super Bowl point totals. You see that?
Road to Super Bowl. I'm still on the – so maybe I should go to another email because I don't
– Which email did you open up?
I'm still on the one for tomorrow's game.
No, I'm still on the wrong one. You got to go to last
one. Oh, that's what
you got to go to the divisional playoff results. Divisional playoff.
Okay.
That's the email before that one. Go to that one.
One before it?
Yeah, go to that one. Divisional playoff result. It's the email right before that one you're looking at.
All right, let me see.
Divisional playoff results.
All right, let's see.
This is our pool. And while you're doing that, let me let people know. We got some pool.
Right, view more.
Oh, go ahead, Bobby. You found it?
Let me see. Well, I clicked on view more, so I'm going under. Let me see.
Scroll down to the bottom, and right over top of, like, when you get all the way to the bottom, where you start seeing the rules, right, scroll right above and you start seeing the first rule, and you'll see roll to Super Bowl point totals. You see it?
Hold on, I'm looking for it now. Roll to roll. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big, RTSB. Yeah. Roll to Super Bowl predicted score.
You gotta go down. You gotta go to where it says point totals.
Oh, the point totals, okay.
The point totals, you gotta go all the way down to the bottom. And this is important too. If, for the people that's listening, you know, we're for next year's pool, we're definitely accepting new people to compete. So it's so much fun. We got our own system. It's crazy. It's different. And we bet money and everything. There's money involved. There's a pot. All of that. Like, so, you know, we are accepting. We don't want too many people, but we do want a few more people. So, you know, if you're interested and, like, you into football like that, this isn't a fantasy football thing where you got to pick this player on this particular day. He's going to do this or that. No, this is strictly about wins and losses, and points. So we got our own system, our own structure. It's super dope. We got all the rules. Anybody that's interested, send us an email. itsrealtalkradio@gmail.com. Again, itsrealtalkradio@gmail.com. And just put in the subject that put NFL pool. And so we'll know as soon as you see like, oh, this is somebody that's interested in the pool. And but next year's pool is gonna be off the chain. We have like one of the best systems. Unique, you know, so
yeah, this is awesome.
Did you find it, Bobby?
Yeah, I having some issues there. I don't see the point totals.
Well, this is important. I'm glad this is happening because it's important for you to actually know, and then the people that's listening, they kind of get an idea of dive into like what we kind of do with our pool. Tell me which email that you're on. Like, look at the
time.
What's the subject?
I'm on the Super Bowl Conference Championship.
No. You're looking for a Road to Super Bowl Divisional Playoff result. You're on the wrong email.
Oh, this one. Okay. Okay, here we go. I'm on the right email now. That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, and then you gotta scroll all the way down until. All
right. There you go. So this is it. So, all the way down. Okay. Let's see.
Yeah, and I'm gonna let you do what you're talking about. You won that winner that week.
Oh, okay. Right here, I see. You talking about the challenge? Hold up. Monday night challenge results?
No. You got to go all the way down to the bottom, right there over top of the first note. When you see the first note, when you look above that, what do you see above where it says?
Where it says, after I see Road to Super Bowl winner, is you, that Tay. Then it says, in the above scenario, Tay would win the MNC because.
No. You're looking at the note. You got to scroll up beyond the notes. Like, you're looking at like the notes where we're breaking down the rules. Scroll up above that.
Keep scrolling
above that until you see where you should see Road to Super Bowl point total.
All right, hold on.
You gotta get past the part where all of the notes. You gotta scroll up. You're down too far.
Oh, okay. I'm too far down. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Road to Super Bowl point total. Van 10 points. Me 17 and you 14.
There we go. Now you found it. Right. So look, moving forward, now you know exactly what to look for in the results because we only got 2 weeks left. We only got tomorrow's results and the Super Bowl results. So, but now you know moving forward exactly, when you look at the bottom of the results email, that's not just the point total. That's not the points for that week. Because if you scroll up, you'll see the points for that week. Like right above that, you see where
this is the overall
point totals.
Total.
That's the
yeah.
overall. This is just the one above that is like the total for that week. Like you see that point?
Yeah.
You scroll up and see the divisional playoff point totals.
The road Super Bowl point totals.
No.
Divisional playoff.
Divisional playoff point total. You see that?
Oh, divisional playoff point totals. Yes. Van, two wins. And then me, divisional playoff point total. Big Rand is 2 wins equal 2 total points. Me, 2 wins, 2 total points, plus 2 divisional playoff challenge wins equals 6 points and 8 total points. And you have 3 wins equal 3 points, plus 1 divisional playoff challenge equal 3 points. Equal 6 total points. So you're right there too.
There you go. Right. So, and that's So our pool, our system is different. It's fun. Right now, Bobby's in the lead. Bobby got a big chance to win because he picked 2 different teams from us. Even if one of your teams win, Bobby, I think it's going to be very difficult for us, especially Big Rand, who's behind me. It's going to be very difficult. I have to do some math and see. But, you know, if you win both, mathematically, it's over. You got that. If you get both, if San Francisco wins and Kansas City wins, you already, you know, too far ahead in points. You know, it's a wrap. You know, so that's the part of the thing that's cool about it. And, you know, it gives us that much more reason to be in tune. Because it's like, man, we want to win this, you know.
Yeah, because I know that you
the competitiveness, you know.
Yeah, I know that you and Rand got the other team. So, you know, so that's interesting.
And you knew that.
Yeah.
You knew that when you made your picks, you figured that we was going to pick the other teams, didn't you? You was like, man, if I pick these two teams, I don't have to worry about the points. Only thing I got to worry about is the team winning. And I think these two teams can win, so I'm gonna go ahead and pick these teams. I know they're gonna pick. I know you knew we was gonna pick Cincy in Philly. I know you did.
Yeah, I do. I ain't gonna lie. I do be having an idea of what teams you and Rand is gonna pick. You know, I do. I'm not 100% sure, but I do. They're gonna go for this thing, and that is true. So, but I just still pick. And sometimes I pick the same. Sometimes I have to agree. Sometimes I have to say, yo, I'm going with the team too. So. But the thing is, I just try to look at, I look at a lot of different things, too. I know you always got to look at the players and the team and all that, but sometimes I try to look at the wins, how many times they lost to this team, like, or how are they playing lately. I look at a lot of different factors to the team. Because, sometimes we expect some teams to come up victorious and then they turn up short. So I try to look at all of that, but it's not 100%, I'm not a genius or not like that. So, but I just try to, make my choices based on those things too, not just, the top players and big name players. Look what happened to Tom Brady, look what the Cowboys did to them, I would be honest with you. I would see. Look, and I
man,
would,
you
I,
know
I,
what?
I,
we gonna probably end up. You know what? When the Super Bowl, maybe like the before the Super Bowl, we should do a podcast. Right before the Super Bowl, or right after, either right before or right after one or the other. Because there's so much to talk about, and it's like we don't even have enough. We'll take the whole rest of the time talking about it because this football is exciting. We close to the big game,
Yes.
What do you think? Do you think we should do a podcast before the Super Bowl and give our final predictions and all that, or after the Super Bowl and just review?
I say do one before the Super Bowl and possibly after. I say do one before, definitely before.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely
so
before.
That's the day before the Super Bowl then.
That's great.
Which is, that's the Super Bowl is 2 weeks from tomorrow. So we'll you know, I will have our own pregame podcast.
Right.
Our own pregame podcast, you know, strictly talking about football. Strictly talking about Super Bowl predictions, who we think will be the MVP. Let's do that because we'll take the whole rest. It's exciting. Look how much time. This is supposed to be brief, but look how much time we spent talking about it because it's football is exciting. Plus, we was trying to, you know, go through the technical part of the pool and, you know, kind of, you know, at the same time, making sure you knew exactly how to check things with the playoff system, which is different from the regular season system that we have. And now, but you get it now, though, right? You know what to look for now, right? As far as the moving forward and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I know that, I would have found out, I would have been looking through it, and, you know, because you're always very detailed and everything, and everything else. So all I would have to do is scroll through. I would have found it. But good. I'm glad,
real quick, letting people know, so anybody that's interested in next year's pool, I mean, obviously this year is over. Three games not to be exact, two conference championship games in the Super Bowl. And entry fees is $100. It's a $100 entry fee. That covers everything, playoff and regular season. And it's a marathon edition. It's not about winning the week. It's about winning the entire thing. Our regular season is wins-based, and our playoff season is points-based. You know, and if you're interested in joining, we give a real detailed breakdown to make sure you understand everything before you invest the money. You know, but it's for the competition. We do PayPal or Cash App. We do PayPal or Cash App as far as, you know, how to spend the money. Either PayPal or Cash App, either one. And your money goes into the pot. And at the end of the season, a winner is crowned based on wins. And at the end of the playoffs, a winner is crowned based on points. You know, so you have two chances to win money. It's not just, even if you don't win a regular season, like Big Ram win a regular season. But Bobby G is in the driver's seat to win the playoff one. So you have two chances to win money based on your investment. And you got the whole year cheering on certain teams to win to make sure that you stay ahead. So it's real exciting. Bobby, let me ask you real quick before we get off this particular topic. Like, how much more exciting does, you know, knowing that you're competing to try to win the pool, make games that you normally wouldn't care about?
Oh, man. Let me tell you, man, it's very exciting, first of all. Okay? It's very exciting because, you know, it makes you more into, it gets, you know, it makes you look more into the games, the teams, you know, the players. It makes you look also into the people that's in the pool. Like, you know, you want to try to, you know, it's very competitive. It makes you see, like, who's got what score, and it makes you want to compete. It makes you want to win. You want to try to pick the right wins all season. You know, get the right. It's probably not gonna. You're not gonna be perfect, but you want to try to get as much as you can. You know, you want to get as much wins as you can each week. You know, so you know it's very interesting. It's very competitive. Very interesting. I always look forward to the games. Look forward to seeing who scored what. You know, who got the most. You know, the most wins for the regular season. Also, the point total. You know, it's just very competitive, man. It's just very interesting. You know, it's definitely good. Yeah. So
we encourage you to join us. We probably don't want no more. We probably would accept 10 people max, and it's already three of us, and we'll probably do 10 max. We wouldn't do nothing over 10. 10 is like the very, very max that we would do. It's three of us right now, but, you know, so we got a total of up to 7 slots available. This is so much more. You know what? When we do the Super Bowl predictions podcast, we'll get more into it, and I'll give y'all a lot more details. because we'll be on this for the rest of the show. But, you know, I'll give you more details when we do the Super Bowl predictions podcast coming up in 2 weeks. The Saturday morning before the Super Bowl, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we're going to do our Super Bowl predictions. We're going to talk about more about the pool. We're going to talk about the regular season. We're going to make our Super Bowl predictions. We're going to make our MVP predictions. And it's going to be a fun time. So I'm looking forward to that one. So look forward to that in 2 weeks, Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be having the Super Bowl predictions podcast. And with that said, Bobby, let's go ahead and get to this tonight's topic. Modern women are extremely difficult, self-centered, and unreasonable. Now, do you want to kick off the introduction or?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me I'll do it. No problem. I got it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, today on It's Real Talk Radio.
I got to change that. It's not tonight. It was supposed to be Thursday, but since it's Saturday.
Yeah, that's why I said today.
Today.
Good stuff. That's why I put today, yeah. Yeah, because we were going to do it on Thursday night, but. I'm going to tell you, man, y'all was on me, you know, I ate some food, some chicken, and you know chicken, you know, black people eat chicken,
now
you know,
caught the itis.
That stuff kicks in, caught the itis and passed out, and I got up, it was after 10, you know, and I usually call into the green room before, like, you know, before 10, so a couple, you know, halfway or 15 minutes before whatever it's set up, so when I got up, it was after 10, you know, I hit Tay up, and there was no, first of all, apologize. So I was like, wow. I was like, it was so crazy because, you know, I did that dude came in, I was getting ready to prepare for the show, and then, bang, passed out. After, I should have never
hit that. Don't feel bad, Bobby. Look, by the time you hit me up, and it was after 10, I was barely functioning. I was like halfway woke myself. Because I was laying down, and I was like, man, I know Bobby don't text me by 9:55, 5 minutes before the show. I know he probably didn't fall asleep or something happened. And then I started winding down myself. And by the time you text me, I didn't even text you back until the next morning. I didn't even have the energy. I was done for it.
I figured it out.
I think it would have been a struggle for me to make it through the show anyway. I'm kind of glad that we're doing it now because I got way more energy.
Right. Yeah. Facts. But, yeah, all right. So, yeah, today on This Real Talk Radio, we will be discussing one of the hottest topics in the dating world over the past few years, modern women. When it comes to locker rooms, barbershops, and just guys talk in general, the general consensus is that most modern women are extremely difficult, self-centered, and not only are they self-centered, unrealistic with their expectations. But why do men feel this way? Well, society has shown us that the modern women of today aren't what their predecessors were, just wasn't.
Strong men are what we consider to be alphas. Most women say they want a strong man. Well, how do you expect to have a strong man if you're going to belittle him, disregard him, and challenge him every step of the way? Can you imagine talking to your employer the way modern women talk to their companions? Needless to say, you have to get that resume ready because you'd be profitably unemployed. Well, as a woman, you're looking for a man to employ you for the job of being his partner.
When asked their preference, most modern women, you know, they admit they prefer a man to pay all on the majority of the bills, to pay all, you know, majority of the bills and everything. Now, in today's time, with inflation and the cost of living skyrocketing, that's a heavy burden to put on one person, you know, even if they make good money. This role was historically designed for the stay-at-home moms and stay-at-home wives. But most modern women want to still work. You know, they just don't want to have to pay significant bills. You know, what purpose is the man serving?
But the men who are able and willing to pay all the bills want to come home to peace and quiet, a clean house, and a good, wholesome meal. Instead, they're coming home to back talk, long-winded debates, and no appreciation for the living arrangements they've been granted. So is that fair or justifiable? One could argue that bad sheep spoiled it for the bunch. Well, we're going to get to the bottom of it, so turn in, because this is about to get real. So, Bobby, what's your thoughts now? How do you feel about this? How do you feel?
How do you feel about the
modern women and their attitudes and their expectations and, you know, their pretty much toxicity?
Well, this pretty much broke it down excellent. And that is a fact. This was what we was just speaking on, because a lot of women, right, they would never go to work and talk to their boss the way they talk to their so-called significant other or they man, you know what I'm saying? Because if they talk to their boss the way, you know, they talk to their man, just like you said, you know, you better have your resume ready because you are about to be unemployed. You're going to get fired. You know, so simple as that. So they think it's cool to talk to they want a good man, a strong alpha male and everything, man to be a man. But then when they get it, they want to try to, you know, berate them, talk down to them. There's always some type of arguing over, it can be the littlest thing, a little petty stuff, and make a big issue out of it, you know. You know, this stuff happens all the time across the globe, especially here in America, you know, with a lot of couples these days. It's just, it's crazy, man. I see it all the time, man. You know, I see people, and I hear it too, you know, people arguing with their girlfriends and stuff because whatever happened may have happened. Now, you know, I will say this, though. In a lot of cases, you know, guys can do some things that are, you know, that may stir up some drama too. But yeah, right now, you know, we're not talking about that. That's for another show. Right now we are talking about the women. And then women wonder why guys do what they do and everything, but they don't look at how they treating a guy, you know, or how they talking, you know, looking down their nose at the guy, you know, berating him and trying to make him feel like less than, you know, who he is, you know. They're not giving them they're not, you know, respecting their value and worth, you know, totally, you know what I mean? So some women got to learn the hard way. You know, some women got to learn the hard way. And you know how many times I hear women saying that they messed up with someone that they used to be with and they screwed it up? I hear that so many times, you know what I'm saying? So this is what I'm saying. Some of them, they have to learn, you know, and it's another thing too. Guys, they have to be strong. And if a woman validates you and you're doing all the right things, you got to let that go. Because if she don't respect you, she's probably never going to respect you. So it's never going to work. So you might as well just let it go and move forward. Find somebody that respects you. So, and then you know, once, and then, you know, I've had women, even with me, like years ago, you know, as years went by, women who I've been with, and I spoke to them later on, but we were no longer together, and they thanked me for the way I treated them. You thanked me, but we're no longer together. Like, I'm glad, you know, you didn't get somebody else pregnant while you was with me. Or I'm glad you didn't do this or do that to me. You know, because they hear what a lot of their girlfriends be going through with some of the stuff that, you know, they've been going through with their spouses or whatever. So I'm like, yeah, you thanking me now. Now you see the type of guy I was after doing, because you have something to compare it with now. So, you know, but it's too late anyway. We're still done. You know, we're still history. So, I mean, I appreciate when somebody, you know, and I had this happen with a couple of women in my life who was like, man, you know, I'm sorry for how I treated you back then. I was wrong. You know, I get that. I've got that by different relationships, so different women in relationships I was in in the past. So, yeah, that just goes to show that some of these women, like, a lot of guys give these women way too much respect and way too much, like, you could give them so much, you know, value and worth, and then they get treated like crap. And it's always, you know, it always seems like the guy that treats the women like crap is the one that gets the most love and respect from them. You ever notice that? That's, you know, it's you know, it seems to be that way. Yeah. So, yeah. So what do you think about that?
And nice guys, you got the, I can answer that in two little slogans. Why do good girls like bad guys and nice guys finish last? Because that's pretty much
what it is. Yeah.
And nice guys are now what we call simps, like the modern-day simps. So when you simp, you're basically being a nice guy that's, you know, down to put it all on the line. You know, you're a simp, and simps aren't respected. But when you're a bad guy, or what they call bad guys now, alphas, the strong men, you know, you get, you know, more of the results that you want because, you know, you get more, you know, respect. You know, you get more respect. And at the end of the day, if a woman doesn't respect you, it's not going to work. It's not going to work that the woman doesn't respect you. And if the woman wears the pants, if she is the more dominant person, if she is the HBIC, and final decisions mm-hmm. made by her, and you got to come to her before y'all can do things instead of the other way around, it's not going to work because women aren't wired to want that. You know, women aren't wired to be leaders. You know what I mean? Not in no relationship. Not in no relationship. When it comes, the man has to be the head, or it's not going to work. The Bible tells you that for all you Bible scholars out there who, you know, Bible scholar feminists, you believe in the Bible, you support the Bible, but at the same time, you know, in this whole feminist thing and, oh, women lead and all this stuff, or women should be able to lead and all this stuff. Yeah, well, you know, the Bible told you that the man is the head, the woman is the foot. So how can you be a woman of God but still say you can lead a man? That's blasphemous. That's blasphemous. That is blasphemous. You really think God takes kindly to you having that attitude when he told you that he created man and woman came from the rib of the man and the man should be the head and the woman should be the foot? So you're just obeying God. So, you know,
I'm glad you said that.
But at the same time,
yeah, disobeying God.
You know,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's like, yeah, but, you know, well, don't call yourself a woman of God if you, you'll display strong character traits as to wanting to lead a man, dictate a man, be bossy, be a boss chick. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's nothing cool about that. Like, I know it gets ratings and women love it. That's why they cling on to the reality shows and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, if it's something that God literally told you not to do, the words are plain and simple written to tell you that God does not want this. You know what I mean?
Hey, look at
but
the
this
women.
Is what you pride yourself in actually doing. You're not even trying to get better. You're not even saying, I've been this way, but I want to do better because I know it doesn't work this way. The world can't function this way. And most importantly, God told me not to do it. I'm a woman of God. I'm a God-fearing. We're only talking about the ones that call themselves God-fearing women, the ones who are in church every week. But they're the HBIC. They're the leader. They control their man. You know what I mean? So you're a hypocrite. Go ahead, Bobby.
Facts. Yeah, that is a fact. And you're disobeying the Lord because the man's supposed to be the head and the woman's supposed to be the foot. You know, but now you want to be the boss. You want to take over the man's role, but you can't do what man can do. Not everything. You know what I'm saying? And not only physically, but also mentally, because a lot of women are so emotional. Imagine if there was a woman president. Like, you know, don't get me wrong. Let me just say this, man. I'm not a male chauvinist or anything like that, but. Yeah, but women, they can be so emotional. Like, I feel like if there's a women president, there would be war. Like, some bomb would go off somewhere, some nuclear weapon, because they don't know how to act. Look how women are with each other. Women, a lot of these women always, and these are different women, they tell me all the time throughout the years that they have more male friends because women don't know how to act towards each other. They is, you know, it's always some drama between women. Look at these women on these reality TV shows. When they call themselves a boss bee and all this stuff, they want to be a boss. But look, they weren't walking around with an attitude, mad all the time, you know, pulling other women's wigs off their heads and pouring drinks in their faces. Like, you see this stuff on TV. I know it's staged, but that's, you mean to tell me you want to get on TV and act like that? That's being a boss bee? Being a boss and all that stuff? No, that's not being a boss. That's just being a jack. You're doing that for the money. You know, you're no different than the people that was doing the movies in the 70s. You know what I'm saying? Them black movies, black exploitation. They're being exploited, you know? They're exploiting themselves.
Yeah,
they're letting themselves be exploited.
Bobby preaching.
Yeah, they're no different from them. So, yeah, that's the way I look at it. And, you know what I'm saying? You're no different from that. You're not changing. Like, there's no, I don't see a change, you know what I'm saying, so far as a lot of the women now. I mean, there's a few women who I have respect for. But you know what I'm saying? Most of them, for the most part, no, I can't. Let me tell you something. I'd rather be single than to mess with some of these women out here. Because some of these women right here, out here now, they, you know, man, they have you smoking, drinking, doing all types of stuff.
they had you doing E, Molly.
Yeah.
Percocet.
I have you on all types of stuff.
Curling.
Okay.
A book.
Thank
boy,
you.
Yeah, stress you to an early day, boy. You know, hey, Bob, you know what most men are starting to say towards modern women after dealing with all of the craziness that comes with them? You know what they say about
me? What's that?
I can't take this shit no more.
Straight up. Straight up.
That's a fact.
That's where we are at this point.
Yeah.
Where we are at.
I can't take
point.
This shit no more.
We can't take
this
no
store.
More.
Okay.
Okay, I ain't gonna take the game, just told you. You know, like straight up, man, it's getting to that point. We're tired of the BS. It's like, and they know that they have the one thing that we crave so much. We'll deal with stuff we know we shouldn't deal with, and that's the vagina. Like, they have that one thing that's like, I know he wants it so bad. I can do whatever. I can talk to him any kind of way. I can. But you know he wants this, and every woman swear they got the best. Like, when I ask, because, like, a woman will ask me, and I'll be honest, I'll be like, yeah, I know I do my thing, but I ain't going to say it after, like, I know I got the biggest or the best ever in the world. It's no
Thank
way
you.
Possible somebody could be better. Men are realistic. Women are just so far-fetched. Like, it's like, yeah, it's the best ever. Like, no, ain't no dude ever want to, you know, go nowhere else after this. Like, man, you're not the only one. Maybe it is good. Maybe it's mediocre. Maybe it's trash. But you're not the only one with good box, man. You're not the only one. Like, you're not the first or the last to have good box. And it's probably not as good as you're making it out to be. You rated a 10, it's probably a 7.
It's
8 on a good day. Back. You know what I mean? So humble yourself
there
down.
You go.
But they use that. It's for leverage, you know. To, you know, it's almost like
it's
psychological warfare. Yeah,
it's
psychological warfare on our minds because all this stuff is about how our brains process. Oh my God, Giannis is so good. I'm trying to be politically correct. That's what I'm saying with that. I'm trying like not to make it too explicit. You know what I want to
right.
say, but.
I know.
Like, it's so good. It's like, that's how minds wiring to make us, you know, because at the end of the day, let's be realistic, right? Let's break it down, right? Let's really get to it. Like, let's just say a big girl that most people would rate her like a four or five, right? Let's just say five.
Right.
Big girl, look okay, but she's big, five, right? And sexy, beautiful eyes and legs and thighs and everything looks right, skin, all of that stuff, glowing, all of that. Change. Most people say very hard change as opposed to the big girls are fine. All right, right? In our minds, we're saying the one that's a 10 automatically is better sexually. But that's not necessarily true because the one that's a 10 probably stuck in her ways, used to being catered to, ain't going to be as nasty as the big girl, right? Not going to be willing to do all the same things, you know, not more, you know what I mean? The
that's
actual
fair.
Quality of the box could very well be like the big girl got better. Hers is better. It's wider. It's tighter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She got sexier homes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And she's willing to go longer. She's willing to drop it as soon as you look at her. She already ready to go. And the little 10 one might be so used to being pampered and stuff that she's going to, you know, maybe she'll get some today, maybe not. You know what I mean? So in our minds, you automatically think it's a better experience was the more attractive one. But that's not necessarily true. Because I've had two ones where it's like the bigger, the less attractive one definitely had the better box. Had the better box. You know what I mean?
Look at that.
Hers is better. But the other one just looked better. Mm-hmm. So in our minds, like, oh, man, she looks more attractive, so it's better. No, it's all it's all in our minds. It's all a psychological thing. We assume things about a woman based on looking at her. We assume that she's submissive and friendly. You know what I mean? Just from looking at her, because she looks good. She might be the most evilest, meanest chick you ever met in your life. And you just don't know. You know what I mean? Because in your mind, it's psychological warfare on our minds, Bobby.
Yeah. And she know what it is, too? See, the so-called attractive women, the so-called 10, remember, they hear it every day they go outside or social media showing their pictures. They get all this attention from guys and, you know what I'm saying, all these memes. They get all this that they think they're all that. They can get anybody they want, where the big girl is probably not getting as much attention. So the big girl, when it's not less attractive, she feels like she got to do more and be more, like, open, more submissive to men. To get a man, like just to, you know what I mean? You know, that's the way it seems to be with a lot of cases. You know, the so-called woman who's in good shape and, you know, she got her hair done and all that. She know that guys are tolerant trying to get at her all the time. So she's like, please, she can get anybody she wants. You know what I'm saying? That's how they feel. That's why they get, their ego is like through the roof. You know, it's like out there where the so-called, like, you know, the heavyset girl or whatever, the less attractive girl, she feels like she got to be more nicer and more, you know, willing to, you know, accept so that she can get what she wants. She has to be more like, you know, willing to just, like, you know, be a certain way and more submissive to guys talking to her because she's hungry for a relationship or a man or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So that's the way it's sad. That's why I haven't seen it. And let me tell you something, man. There's some bigger women that's beautiful, and their bodies they may be big, but they have a nice shape. And I would still get with one of them, you know what I'm saying, if she was nice to me, if she was good. And you know what I'm saying? And I'll tell a pretty girl that thinks she's all that to take a hike in a minute, you know what I'm saying? So I don't get caught up in all that. And I do like somebody who cares about their health. I ain't gonna lie. I do like somebody who cares about their health and does something to stay healthy. That's great. But, you know what I'm saying? I prefer respect, you know, over anything else. So I don't want to be with somebody who's, you know, finer than wine, but then she got an attitude and have me, you know, drinking all the time. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. So, you know what I'm saying? I know this saying is funny when I used to hear it back in the days. You probably heard it too. When, you know, when they say, if you want a happy life, get yourself an ugly wife. You ever heard that? So I, back then it was just funny, but I'm gonna be honest with you, it's not true, because first of all, you got some. First of all, I don't really see too many ugly people out here. You know what makes somebody ugly to me? Their personality. Like you can be look drop dead gorgeous physically, but then as soon as you open your mouth, or as soon as you start acting, I see certain negative attitudes, then now I'm turned off. Like you're ugly to me. Now I don't give a crap. Right? You can keep your whatever you think you got and to give it to somebody else, but I don't want it. So that's my mentality. That's where I am. Like, that's where I've always been. So, yeah, I don't get caught up in all that, man. Yeah, you can say that. There's too many women out here. There's too many good women.
There you go. P.O.S.
You know?
P.O.S.
There you go.
P.O.S. Plenty of fish. I want to do that again. I want to go on and have to read some of these women's profiles. You know, I want to do that because, oh, man, that opened up a whole different can of worms right there. We got some audio we're going to play, you know, and I got to go to the bathroom. I ain't going to lie. So this is the perfect time. perfect time to get into this audio. We got three audio clips. The first one is from Brother Kevin Sanders, R.I.P. the Godfather. Yeah, we're gonna play audio clip from Kevin Samuels having the discussion on Instagram Live with a woman. I think that's the discussion he's having with the woman. We're gonna play audio clip from Kevin Samuels, and then we can come back, talk about it a little bit, and we'll get into the next audio. We got three of them, so let's get it. This is It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Ram and Bobby G. We'll be back after this audio clip.
Four. Sandra Ryan, it's scandal, love and hip hop, all these things. Who are they written for? What audience?
For the black audience.
Thank you.
Okay. But again, if we are not choosing what goes on the air, because they're not signing all content for black people, it's a certain type of content for black people that they want to show. And they want to perpetuate. And then we are watching because it's programming, and we are following.
I come from the industry, and I will tell you that I come from the advertising and marketing. So let me tell you, if black people did not consume that product, they would not put it out there. There's a market for it.
But it's all programming.
No. That's my response. Because, see, I come from the sales world, and I also come from the advertising and marketing world. See, the bottom line is this. 35 years old? Is that what you said, 35?
Yes.
There was a movie called The Hollywood Shuffle, written by, who was it written by? Not Tommy Davidson. The guy that wrote Five Heartbeats, Robert Townsend. And the whole premise of the movie was a bunch of black stereotypes. He was mocking black exploitation films of the 70s. And that's the same argument that black people made in the 70s. These are all the roles we have as pimps. And made and this and that. The whole premise of that movie was, if that's the only roles that are available, then we don't do them because there's always work at the post office. Robert Townsend made that movie in 1989, and it stands to this day. If that's all that's written, we don't do the work. But the fact that we're willing to do the work makes us culpable because there's always work at the post office.
Can I speak now?
Is that true or false?
Yes, that is true, and I'm not arguing that. What I'm saying is if we don't control what the image is that goes out, because we know since the beginning of time that
we do control it because we take the roles.
There are certain people that are going to want certain things, so you're going to find everybody has a price. So certain people are going to
not really. Not really. Then why don't you see typical black? Why don't you typically see white A-list celebrity men having to be put in dresses?
Because it's a different standard because they run it.
No, it's because they won't do it.
So you're saying that white supremacy doesn't exist?
Let me explain something to you very simply. As an image consultant, that's what I do for a living. I'm a professional image consultant. Let me say this very clearly to you and to every other woman. How you leave your house is media. If you go from your door to wherever you're going, that is the world of TV. And if you aren't walking out with long fingernails and purple hair and all this other kind of stuff, they could not make it work. And even if they did try to make it work, if they tried to go get Latinas or somebody else and dress them up like black women and make them look like stereotypical black women, back in the 60s, when we didn't dress that way, they couldn't do that shit to us because we came out of our house looking better. That's why the civil rights movement worked, because they could not paint us as criminals and drug dealers. And when we were on the Edmund Pettus Bridge on Black Sunday, you saw church-going people getting abused. That's why middle white America stood up and said, those people look like me. But if they'd been walking around, dressed around like we look today, nobody would have batted an eye.
How do you think we got here today, though?
Self-accountability. It is self-accountability. How many of your sisters show up to this broadcast right here with a bonnet on their head?
Okay, sir, but I didn't.
I didn't
and
say
here's,
you.
Here's, See, wait,
that
wait,
cannot
wait.
Be the argument. That cannot be the deflection. Every time I
no,
talk
it's
about
not
the group,
deflecting.
You talk
you're
about
like,
you.
Wait, you're deflecting because every time you've sat here and you have said to me, you gave me a list of the things that you've done. You have said to me all of your points, and every time I go to talk, you either cut me off or you say I'm deflecting. What I'm saying to you is every person that you've had on the show does not account for every black woman. I did not.
Can I say it doesn't? What do you think you're doing right now? What do you think you're doing right now? What do you think you're doing right now?
Please allow me.
What do you think you're doing right now?
I can't. I'm trying to speak.
What do you think you're doing right? Do you think what do you think this is doing for the image of black women?
What are you? I'm showing you something different. What you're saying?
No, you're really not.
Black women. Sir, you won't even let me finish my point though. You're saying we're having a conversation. You gave me your talking points. I allowed you to speak. You said I was over talking you. I shut up, and I allowed you to talk. Now I'm trying to say my point to counter what you were saying, and you're not allowing me to talk because you're talking over me. So I'm asking if you can give me the same respect that I just gave you, sir. That would be much appreciated. So back to the point of the imagery. There are 8 billion people on this planet, and there are certain people that are going to go, there are certain demographics that they shoot for, and they want to keep in that place, them being white people, white execs who run these stations, who say, these are the roles that we have for black people. In order to get to a certain standard as a black man, you have to do A, B, C, and D. Otherwise, because there's a ton of actors who are amazing actors who didn't get anywhere because they wouldn't fall in line. Same with black women, the image of black women. I am not included. I am nothing like that girl. I am an educated black woman. I was married in my 20s. I have 3 children.
30 seconds.
Okay. Well, either way, I'm showing you that there is something different, is all.
Mm-hmm. And what you just went on for 2.5 minutes was the very image that black women have been perpetuated for the longest. And I just let it go.
The angry black woman or
and
the
black now
that
you
I
just cut me off. You just cut me off now.
All right.
I can sit there and hold it.
You're not going to. You're not.
You're not in control of anything. I just went for 2.5 minutes. But see, what I'm just showing is all this masculine, aggressive energy. There's a way to get your point across and still be a lady, feminine.
It's masculine energy because I'm.
I will let the audience decide, ladies and gentlemen. When you saw her going off for 2.5 minutes and this, is that the image you think that's helping black
were
women
you paying
change
attention to anything I was saying?
Lady, I went on for two. You, see, what you're going to do is let me speak, or I'm going to bid you a good evening.
No, well, we can say goodnight. Good night.
Well, you can say goodnight. I'm still going to say what I got to say about
go
you.
Ahead.
You
yeah,
might
I'm
want
sure
to
be. Have
no,
a beautiful
bro,
night.
To,
have
you
a
might,
beautiful
I you're not
night, sir.
You say what you want to say, which is you're no different than the rest, and that's the point. The educated of them still think that they're better. No, ma'am, you are the problem, too. Because all that bullshit that you ran down, the white exec, and it's the net, Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry built a billion-dollar film industry, still on tropes about black people. Spike Lee. Spike Lee didn't have to play the tropes. He played against the tropes. See, accountability is like kryptonite. And I'm not like these women. Oh, yes, you are. There is no other group of women that identifies with what you just saw other than African-American women. Click, 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 and I just let her go. Because see, what she thought she was doing when she was checking me, I'm just sitting there reeling her in. I'm like, I'll let you go. And I let you keep digging and digging and digging. And when it got right down to it, she ran out of steam because there was all emotion, no logic, no accountability. It ain't our fault. It is our fault. Don't take the roles. Chinese, Asian people stopped taking the roles of coolies and all that stuff, and they started making their own films or rejecting the films. But the notion that there's always somebody that will do it, it's still our responsibility. This is why men should be in control, because all that emotion gets nothing. So thank you for proving the point even more. It's never our fault. Never our fault. It's always somebody else.
All right, Bobby. So what did you think? What did you think about that one, Bobby? That exchange?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. That exchange there, I have to agree with Kevin Samuels, because the lady was trying to, you know, she was, first of all, she was emotional. That's, and I said that earlier. This is what I was saying about women. I mean, they should just know their roles and stay there. Things would be good. Because
yeah.
She...
Agreed.
That's why women, yeah, I can't see a woman president getting emotional over something that's going on with another president of another country, because I think a war would break out, because they really need to start setting it off without being, you know, men, you know, we got to say what we got to say, but they're smart enough to, I'm not saying they're dumb, but, you know, we're not, some things we're not going to take it personal, and, you know, we're just going to deal with the topic at hand and try to deal with it logically and deal with it like adults and thinking about both sides and everything. She was getting upset. He was making some good points, and then she felt that he cut her off, but she was cutting him off. Every time he was saying, she kept jumping right in, cutting him off, being overly,
and keep in mind,
overly aggressive.
His platform, he's the one with the million subscribers and all of that. He's the, you know, popular one, the famous one. She's calling his show, but she still expects to get the same. No, it don't work that way. Like, you're on my phone. I'm going to dictate how this goes. You can respect it, or if you don't, you can go. Like, that's the way. No, you don't have to, like, you know, just cater to her needs. And women are so used to having their needs catered to, that they just have,
bam,
you know, unrealistic expectations of things because they're used to. And see, that's the thing. That's what they say, that girl was poisoned. You got to watch them. Don't trust a big button and smile. Like, women, that's the more attractive they are, the more attention they're used to getting. It's like the more unrealistic outcomes that they expect, just based on their life experience, you know what I mean?
Fact.
Like, did that make sense, Bobby? Like, because I really feel that way. You know, it's
no,
like
they're used to
getting favorable, or what they consider favorable outcomes, you know, because their whole life, their family and everybody's telling them how pretty they are and all that stuff. Then they get older and they start trying to holler and, guys giving them flowers and trying to kick them out and all this stuff. And now the internet, oh my goodness, it's just, the internet has burst so many narcissists, because now, you know, it's starting to go to their head. It's starting to go to their head. Their inboxes is flooded. And dudes, and so I'll fly you out, I'll do this, I'll do that. Don't even know them. You know what I mean? What you want, I do what you want and all this stuff. Can I drink your bath water and all this stuff? They go to their head. They go to their head and they start feeling like the world owes them something. But the world doesn't owe you anything. The world is just the world and you exist in it. That's just it. But it's like women don't, like, not all women, but modern women. When we say modern women, we don't mean every woman. We mean the average, typical woman of today. But we know there's some good ones. It's just that the modernized ones outweigh the good ones, because good ones aren't modern, they're traditional. So if you're a good woman, you're not modern, you're traditional. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Straight up. You can't be a good woman and be a modern
woman.
You have to be traditional, because traditional like gender roles matter, and the more traditional you are, the more you fall into your gender role. And when you fall into your gender role, you act like a lady.
There you go.
Straight up.
There you go. They know how to.
Go ahead, Bobby. Right. Unless you say what you got.
Yeah, they real women, they know how to, they know their role. They have love for themselves, first of all, and they have love for they men, or they have love for the man, period. These women, you got to remember something, man comes from out of a woman. You know what I'm saying? Man comes from a woman. I mean, yeah, we, of course they use our seed, you know what I mean? But, you know, a man comes from them. So sometimes I think because the man comes from them, like they feel like, hey, I brought you in the world. They feel like they're the boss. They feel like that they, sometimes I wonder about that. They feel like, hey, I brought you here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Which you carry the seed to bring them there.
You really come from your father.
You really come from your father.
The sperm is the life. The sperm is the life. So men
we are the seed.
Have life, and men are the ones who naturally have life inside of them. It's weird as that kind of sounds, because
men have life inside of them.
Picture life being tied to women,
right?
But men carry life, but they plant those seeds inside a woman for the woman's body to carry.
Right.
And nourish the baby until a full baby, so it can be delivered. You really
there
come
would be
from,
no
your,
trees
from
out
your father. You come out
if
of
there
your
wasn't
mother.
A seed planted
you
in
come
source.
From your father, right, Bobby? You agree with that?
There
you
go.
Come out of your mother, but you come from your father.
You come from your father, but you come out through your mother because your father planted the seed. Right. That's fact. Like, who can deny that? No way. No man or woman can deny that. If you, like I said. If you want a apple tree, you have to put apple seeds into the soil to plant, or you would never have an apple tree. All right, simple as that. Or any type of tree, or any type of plant, you have to put the seed into the soil and water it, and you know, feed it and everything, so it will grow like a baby. You know what I'm saying? So like a man plants a seed. So yeah, you're right. The man carries the life. The woman, she nurtures that life and delivers that life, you know, in her body. So, I mean, a lot of people, you know, say women are like they're gods. But if the women are God, who are we? We planted to see the life. So, because they're just looking at the baby coming out to a woman, you know. But they can never have a baby at all. Well, now they can, because now you can get on. But even with that, no, matter of fact, you can't. Because even with artificial insemination, you need a man's seed.
That's still sperm. Still a man's sperm.
Right.
Let's get to the next audio. Because it's a little longer than that one. So let's get to the next audio, man. Let's see. The title, I don't really necessarily have it. Hold on. Let me go back to the original. I want to be able to say exactly what we're playing. Well, I don't exactly remember this one. I know it was good enough that I wanted to play it. This is the most refreshing fit. Oh, no. I know what this one is. All right, yeah, let's go. Let's play this next audio. Let's get it. Let's go.
All right.
Is why men, most men, always get looked upon like they're not a hoe. Why is it different for women than it is for men?
Because men and women are different.
They are.
Because it's easy for us to get sex. The world doesn't like think highly of you if you do what's easy. And men getting sex is hard.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do what's hard, it's valued. If we do what's easy, it's not.
So for you, for example, for you as a lady, you're very pretty, attractive.
Thank you.
Black woman. And on Instagram, I haven't seen your Instagram, but I'm sure if you put on your Instagram every single day that you was lonely and you wanted some company, I'm sure you wouldn't have any problems with people messaging you. Or if you asked for people to take you out, but if one of us did that and said that we wanted sex, we'll probably have our Instagram shut down. Now, the difference with us is...
No. Well, okay, go on.
If in order for me to sleep with 100 women, especially quality, beautiful women, I would have to have some type of value about myself. In order for you to sleep with 100 men, you don't have to do anything but just say it. And you can just walk down the road and you would find men that will sleep with you. So that's why...
Well, what about men that lie? What about men? Okay, for example, I'm a pretty girl. If I do say I'm lonely on my Instagram and somebody does come or approach me in a way where, like, they're coming across as they're good and then they've lied to me or made me feel like they were going to do something good in my life and then they turned out that it wasn't that, or I ended up giving myself to somebody and now they're like, yeah, I don't want to do you anymore. So now that's added on a number to the previous guys that I've done before and it comes across that I'm a hoe when realistically that wasn't the situation.
Yeah, but it's like, how many times are you going to get bamboozled?
What?
Like,
what?
I think most guys, like,
okay, they're like, if I'm a hoe
too, they're like, all right, but like when you're like 20, 30,
but
what if I'm a hopeless by all of them?
What if I'm a hopeless romantic?
No, you make bad decisions. So
why does it necessarily have to be bad?
Because you've slept with 10 or how many people and nothing's come of it. So for me as a man, all those 10 previous men you slept with, they don't add anything to me. They're just men that have used you and now left you for me. So what you've been better of you doing is vetting those guys better. Your job as a woman is to vet the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That is not our job. You need to mitigate these men that come into your life and say, right, which one is he serious, is he not serious? If you give up the goods every single time a guy takes your number, takes you out for something to eat, that's up to you. Because
what about the ones that lie, though?
No, but this is also up to you, because you have to differentiate between the men that lie and the men which don't lie. If you cannot separate the good men from the bad men, whose fault is that? That's not, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Sometimes it's kind of hard to tell. We're not going to, like, sit here and be like,
I think that's bullshit.
Come on.
That's bullshit.
You know,
as a girl, you know deep down, you're just trying to sell, you just want to change them.
I hear you.
You know deep down which guys in a room you walk into, you know which ones are getting laid. You know which ones aren't.
But they love it anyway.
But the thing is, like, we want the guys that get laid. We don't want the guys that no one else wants.
Not necessarily. What if I'm not trying to get laid? What if it's a thing where I'm literally trying to know you as a person?
Do you want to date someone that no one else wants to date?
I kind of do, though. I don't.
So you just said it yourself. So you're going for guys that you already know that a lot of women want. So these are men that are, obviously, they want it. They're high value in the sense that a lot of women want them. Whenever you go for these types of men, you have to understand you are just one. You could potentially be one of many, and you don't mind being one of many. There's probably some guys across the years that have always probably tried to holler at you, tried to take you out, and you haven't given any time to these guys. These ordinary. But it's fine. But what I'm trying to say, all of these guys have watched you deal with all of these guys one by one, and it never amounts to nothing. At some point, you need to say to yourself, maybe I'm going for the wrong types of guy. Maybe this guy is not right for me. Maybe I need to stop going for what I like, and maybe I need to start going for what makes sense.
But this is the thing with females, I think. I feel like they don't get to that stage until they're maybe more mature. Like, I feel like...
No, they're running
they
out of time.
Wall,
oh.
Yeah.
No, you'll never run out of time.
And the guys they want don't want them. That's what happens.
Yeah,
agreed.
It's
when their options start narrowing, that's when they start being a bit more pragmatic about what guy makes sense.
Yep.
Until then, they don't
care.
Well, it's so, like, you have till, what, 35 for geriatric pregnancy? So it's like, and unless you have $20,000 to put down and maybe get a kid out of it, maybe, like, at like 30, I feel like people start getting desperate.
I feel like when females get to the age of 30, that's when they start looking at the guys around them and they'll be like, do you know what? I'm tired of being abused or tired of going through the same old story. So do you know what? Now I might go for the good guy that may not have wanted me beforehand.
I feel like the modern day kind of girls are a bit different though. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're looking for a child or another husband. Sometimes they're literally trying to get their money, build their next generation. It doesn't necessarily have to mean a child that comes from them. They could adopt. They can do other options. It's not just I have to have a child.
They can, but the least happy demographic of women is women over the ages of 45 that make between $50,000 to like $70,000 per year and are single and childless. Like, life gets
pretty... Are they bothered about it, though?
What?
Are they bothered about being
childless? Yeah, they're the least happy demographic. Like, life gets pretty lonely after the age of 45. Like, right? I don't think as women we really understand how different the world treats us because we're pretty women. And because one day your looks are going to be gone. You're going to get no attention from men. Like, 40 to... No men are lining up to date 50-year-olds.
It's a good thing I got personality then, isn't it?
That won't work. We don't care about personality.
Guys, do you care about a girl? If a girl doesn't look good, do you care about a personality?
Of course not.
Yeah. Well, you guys,
but if you're trying to wife someone, why would you not care about their feelings?
No, no, I said if she, I'm careful with my words. If she doesn't look good, you have to start with looks.
Not necessarily.
Yeah,
for
necessarily.
Women, for women.
Yeah.
You're looking at it from a female point of view. For the men, it starts with looks. It starts with sex.
So you have to understand something. Before you try to speak, you have to understand and accept what we're saying to you. It starts with looks. It does. It does.
But why?
It does, because before I even come and get your number or even want to speak to you, I've assessed the way you look. So if I didn't like the way you look, why would I come and speak to you? In order for me to know your personality, that would involve us having to work together or be in a scenario where we can speak enough for me to know your personality. If a guy comes up to you out of the blue and tries to speak to you, are you going to go, oh my God, he's got such a handsome personality? You don't know his personality. All you know is the guy that's approaching you, and whether or not you want to accept his approach or not, listen to him or just give him air. So your first attraction is based upon, in that aspect, in a nightclub or outside setting, based upon attraction, because you don't know what the person's personality is.
And for females, I feel like a guy has to give a certain image before you even take him into consideration.
You pressed?
I'm not pressed. And that's the thing, girls always like to say, are you pressed or has someone hurt you? But no, that's just the reality of it. Like, for me, I'm a short guy, I'm 5'4". For me, if I approach a girl in a club, I'm not likely to get the same reception that my brother would over there, because he's taller than me and he's more built. Do you get me? I'm short and I'm small. So it's like, it's going to be harder for a man like me to move to a girl, because she's going to look at me and be like, that's not really my type. She won't even give me the initial, like, I don't know, the
that's
initial.
But you see, my brother, yeah? You see that type of, that blatant look, you just assess yourself when you say, right, these are my strengths, this is whatever. Men, we have no problem in doing that. Do you understand? We can look at another guy and say, right, this guy, this is in comparison to me or whatever. His strengths are my weaknesses, or my strengths and his weaknesses, right? Women will look at themselves and they won't do that same assessment. And it's that little bit of, you have to have humility and humbleness, and you'll get better results. But us men, we can do that.
Well, like women can too.
Every woman's a 7 or 10.
No.
Huh?
When you ask a woman, what am I, I'm a 10?
Not everyone.
I feel like there's a little animosity against women here.
Okay, sorry, Pearl, can I just say something? Okay, so before, I want to tell you a little bit about me. I have 3 sisters. They all married, all with child. My mum and dad are together. They've been together for over 40 years. I come from an African traditional upbringing. My dad is the chief of all chiefs. He was a diplomat, very educated man. I have 3 nieces that I all directly look after. When it comes to women, I'm a protector. I'm a lover of my women. So we take it quite insulting when a woman says, or we feel as if that you're any type of hate towards women, because having a criticism or
not hate.
No, but what I'm trying to, any type of animosity or anything, that's not what we're here for. What we're here for is to show how much love we have for women. In actual fact, we need to have these conversations. So I take it quite personally when people try to create that image or perpetuate that image, because if you don't know, I'm actually a very much supporter of women, and we protect our women over here. So I just had to say that.
Did you know that women find 80% of men as unattractive?
I didn't know that.
So a lot of, have you ever heard the girl say, like, medium ugly? Like, oh, I gave him a chance, he was medium ugly.
I say cute ugly.
Yeah.
It's like, no, sis, that's just your level. Because women find 80% of men as unattractive, and the question is, if you find a guy attractive, he's probably the top 20% of men. Are you top 20% of women? And that's what we have nowadays. And you can get this data from dating apps, because women only swipe right between 5 and like 20% of the time. And if you ask 100% of women what they want in a man, they list 20% of men. That's where you have eternal, like, side chicks, basically.
As many of you know, I was just banned on TikTok. And we are demonetized on a daily basis on fucking crazy.
Yes, but that's,
you know
what we talk about. Because you have to remember, there's a girl out there right now by the name of Lizzo. And people are encouraging her to do everything except what would save her life, which is lose weight.
No, but she, it's like...
And there's no man that they're doing that to. There's no man that they're out there saying, make sure when he take his shirt off, we let him feel good about his body.
You're right. But they don't want to listen. You're right.
Yeah. They just did that with 50 Cent. They just fat shamed him.
They don't
right.
want to listen to. They don't want to listen to what
it's a
they're
weird,
supposed to do.
It's a weird world right now that we're living
that's
in.
What
we're being censored, and this and that. But I just had a thing where, like, you know, you just kind of were like downing females,
well,
and it's like
well,
I feel like we're all equals. That's,
well,
that's
hold
my
on,
problem.
But then you just described that we're not because you accepted when I made
yeah,
the
you
statement.
Did, you did.
You,
baby,
you accepted
did.
When I said.
I see what you're saying, but we're making only two people out of a scenario out of a million, like a billion people in the world.
Yeah, you can't find a male version of Lizzo, but you can find several big chicks getting big up by society, simply because they don't want to hurt their feelings.
Mm.
You can tell a man his sex was trash, he doesn't make enough,
small
he's
dick.
Not tall. Yeah, you literally can clown a man for things that if you clown a woman for, you look at as a bad person.
Yep.
But I feel like there's a lot of heavier set men in the world. I really do.
Yeah,
that,
like
get,
you
like,
feel like a fact?
I'm like, yeah,
no,
no,
it is
true.
A fact. Okay. I don't know his name, so it's not going to come into me. It's not going to come into my head right now.
No, there are a lot of heavy set men in the world. No.
The nigga from
a fat man is called a fat man. They don't try to call him anything else.
They call Ruben him a fat woman.
No.
She is a fat woman.
I love Ruben.
Ma'am, let me point this out to you. Tell me if I'm lying. On a dating site, for women, they're the only people
what
who have a category called big, and then they put a caveat behind it, and beautiful. Why is this big woman called beautiful but not slim and beautiful, medium and beautiful? It's only big and beautiful. Why are we attaching beautiful to this heavy-set woman? Why? She should be able to be judged like everybody else on her beauty regardless of her size. But
okay.
Because we're catering to her. Now, when you go and look at a man, it doesn't say big and handsome.
I see your point. Actually, wait.
Big
and tall.
Confirming.
No, don't even go there.
But where's the big confirming? It's like, are you big here, there, or there?
And the difference is, big and tall is used to describe.
It's a franchise.
It's a franchise that's used to sell to men so that they can purchase clothing that are for big and tall.
Right.
But he's talking about a dating site where intimacy is the goal, and what they do is they basically put a facade. She's big and beautiful, except for how she is. Essentially,
I'm not a big girl.
Can you please stop interjecting?
Sorry.
Essentially, what they're trying to say is that there's a bunch of modern-day conveniences that make women don't feel bad about their poor decisions, a.k.a. overeating and being a fat piece of shit, whereas these same conventions are not available to men for being fat pieces of shit. Matter of fact, perfect example, 50 Cent performed his hit in the club at the Super Bowl. They roasted his ass, okay? Because if you guys remember, when that video first came out back in, like, 2003, he was in great shape.
He
did that same exact thing, hanging upside down in the music video. He was in good shape. Now, he's older, fatter, softer, and everyone shit on him. But I don't see people giving Lizzo the same treatment when she's eating a fucking burger with no clothes on Instagram. It's disgusting. Being obese is disgusting. The issue is this. We allow women to be obese without getting smacked by reality that, hey, this is unacceptable behavior for you to be a fat piece of shit. But if a guy's fat, they shame him. And here's the thing. I'm not crying that we shame fat men. I think we should shame them. But I think we should shame fat women, too.
Look at the biggest caveat here.
He doesn't even look big, though.
Well, yeah, but look at the biggest caveat here, and I don't know if you guys are paying attention. He's 13 years her senior and still in better shape than she is.
But everybody not small.
We're not.
Everyone is
like
different.
You're making comments which have nothing to do with what we're saying. What we're saying is this, simply.
Sorry, Twitch.
It's not very healthy. What they're doing is pushing the number one killer of people in the United States. It's the number one killer of people in the United States.
Obesity.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it that we're not talking about that? We will talk about the police killing a black man, and that happens rarely.
Yep.
But we won't talk about what happens every day that's clogging our health care system. Which is the irresponsible behavior of American citizens and the delusion of people who encourage them to keep doing it.
And it's only in America.
And here's another thing, too.
You will never see an obese person in a third world country. I've never seen an obese person.
I mean, it's hard
for
me.
Have you ever seen a fat Asian?
No. Well, their genes are a little different. Asian genes are a little different.
No, but it's how they eat.
Yeah.
It's a standard. And what we've created here in America is a standard of failure.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if you ask most children what they want to be when they grow up, and they did a study, and it was funny, American and English children said an internet influencer.
Yes.
Oh.
YouTuber.
Oh, my God.
And that's great. I love that.
That's
great.
That's facts.
Because for me being a chef, and listening to everything that you guys are saying.
Bye.
I'm super into making sure that, you know, the people and the clients that I work with, because I work with a lot of influencers, I work with a lot of athletes, a lot of celebrities, like, it's something that I want to, like, put forward into the universe, of course. But it's, like, super hard because, like, there's so many things that people are, like...
What are you saying? What are you saying?
Apparently nothing.
No,
he's
finish.
Like, what's your
point? No, I'm
just really
like,
confused. You're doing
no,
a great
I'm like,
job
you're
of
talking
it.
About people and, you know, the weight, you know, with people just like, everyone's like obese. America is the most obese nation.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like someone like me, I'm a chef. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I want to like, you know, like bring everyone into eating healthy, but we can still do it in good terms. You know what I'm saying? So...
You
got to
state the facts. I think the problem here is that, like, when you tell a woman anything
like,
that against
like,
her beliefs, like, for example, the truth about what she's doing, it's like, oh, you offended me, so I don't want to hear it. Let's be real here. Now, a guy telling the truth, he has to improve. If not, he's going to fail. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll just be, to keep it nice and concise, women are coddled and protected from their poor decisions, men
yep.
or not.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. all it is. I have no, no sympathy for fat people because you're 100% in control have every morsel of food that goes into
mm-hmm.
your mouth.
100%.
If you're fat, it's your fucking fault.
It's
if
my
you
fault
are
for sure.
lethargic, it's your fucking fault. If your health is bad, you know, outside of pre-existing conditions that you had no control over, it's your fucking fault. You're not big bone. No, you're just a big eater, and you're trying to cope with the fact that you're a fat piece of
wait,
shit.
Wait. What if you have a thyroid issue?
But, like, a lot of people, like, stress eat, and a lot of people...
Thyroid.
No,
my shin
right.
hurts.
Okay,
look,
go ahead.
I know y'all
something?
Hate me.
You
yeah,
have,
like, a lot of people, like, stress eat, and a lot of people, like, eat, like, under, like, trauma. Like, you know, they have, like, trauma going on, like, children. But still, like, that's how they cope, you know? They
okay.
can't afford a therapist.
I got a question for
so
you.
They eat. That's, like, their...
Let's say...
Oh, my God.
I'm really stressed. I can't pay my fucking bills. Shit sucks. So I decide, hey, you know what, man? I'm going to rob a bank. Fuck it. I'm going to go ahead and rob this bank. I need to get this goddamn money. I go in there. I rob the bank. Next thing I know, 2 days later, fucking this shit happens.
Yeah. FBI, open up!
And I'm in jail. Am I going to sit there and tell the agent, listen, man, you got to understand, bro. I was stressed. I had to rob the bank. It's how I decompress, man.
But that's
you know
different.
What's sad about
you're
that, though, Myron?
You're breaking
what
the
you're
law.
Saying, yeah, but what he's saying is actually one-to-one. I was so stressed I didn't have money.
Right.
I went and took some money so I can get it. But what you're saying is I'm so stressed I lost my job. I started eating. That ain't one-to-one.
Yeah.
So I completely understand. But
if you're so stressed you lost your job, go to Indeed.com.
Right.
Indeed.com, ladies and gentlemen. If you
oh,
need
can
a job.
I just say,
so,
can I speak on that?
All I'm trying to say is that as an adult, as a human being, you have the will of choice. So if you choose to eat like that because I'm stressed out, well... You got to deal with the consequences that
thank
come
you.
With it. That's not an excuse. Just like me. I'm broke. I'm going to rob this bank. I go to jail. Hey. You know?
So I thought they made a good point with the what they were saying. You know? I thought it made a lot of sense. Bobby, what did you think about that discussion?
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, listen, we all know right from wrong. Like the guy was saying, if you're fat, it's your effing fault. If you don't know what you're eating, you know what I'm saying? You know what it's going to do to you, and you still eat it, it's your effing fault. You eat too much of that stuff, it's your effing fault. So all that, to me, it was funny, you know, but it was true. And, and big women, they are being catered to these days. They are definitely being catered to. You know, like, you know, you big, you know, like they want to treat them like, you know, real gently and nicely. I'm going to be wrong. I'm not saying they should be treated wrong, but they're going over the top with it because like the guy was saying, he was saying like, okay, on these certain dating sites or these certain that some of these women be on, and they call themselves big and beautiful. Why do they say big and beautiful? And when you don't see slim and beautiful, you know what I'm saying? You don't see that. If a slim woman just put the whatever, you know, they weight and height, whatever they description on it, but you don't, they don't I mean, you may get some, but, you know, they always have to throw the beautiful thing in there, the big one. They get, it's like they get treated like almost like a baby, like, oh, you know, nicely. Like, and if you say something about them being fat, you're a bad person. I mean, the word, of course you can use other words than fat, because fat do sound kind of bad. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe big boned or you're overweight. Maybe that sounds a little more better. Yeah, fat does sound hard, but it's true, though. You can't really deny it if you are, you know, if that's who you are.
Yeah, like,
so,
fat is a real actual word that describes, that defines that size of the person. You can try to find a nicer way to say it. It's just, fat, big bones are the same, you know. And it's not a healthy, and obesity is a big problem in this country. But yet, women, so used to being catered to, even when overweight, you know, which is unhealthy, you know, we still have to try to pacify them and make them feel better. But no, it's not good to be fat. And it should be okay.
It's not. It's unhealthy.
It's like we're trying to, now, I don't think you should fat shame and start talking down on them for that.
Right.
Like,
no, we're not saying that.
But,
right.
But the fact that you're fat and that's a problem is a real thing. But yet, you know, it's a real thing, but yet you have these same women that still expect that the unrealistic outcomes. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, no, like, don't you realize if a guy is fat, he knows. He knows that, you know, unless he got money, you ain't getting that 10 over there. You know what I mean? Like,
there you go.
But the woman will expect it just because she's a woman and she has that one thing that men want, that she should get the same thing that any other woman that, a bad shit would get. It's like,
yep.
That's unrealistic, though. Like, a man might still stab you up, and I don't mean with a knife,
mm-hmm.
right? But
yeah.
He ain't going to be trying to, you know, settle with you and have you around me, have his arm around you and stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, you got to understand, but y'all do that to us, too. Like, y'all judge us weight worse because, like, the height, that's something we can't control. Like, you can control getting in shape, working out, trying to lose some weight and doing and being healthier. But you can't control your height. And a woman will say, oh, you're not 6 feet, you're too short. No. Just no, instantly. And men, we don't necessarily do that. We're not like, oh, well, you're this height, so no, or you're this. Weight can matter, but weight is something you can work on. That's something you can work on. And men are more willing to compromise when it comes to traits of a woman than women are willing to compromise with traits when it comes to a man. There's so much audio we can download and play and listen to a woman talk, and you're asking the woman, what does she want, what does she afford a man? And they got these dating shows and stuff, and guys try to talk, and it's like, how tall are you? You know, oh, 5'9", nope, next. You know, it's like,
that's the question.
She don't even
want
to hear
that's
what he got to say.
Yeah.
She don't even want to hear what he got to say. Maybe she knows his height. And it's like, well,
yeah.
How tall do you prefer the host will ask, well, how tall do you prefer your men? 6 feet and better. Okay. How tall are you? 5'4". Wait, you're 5'4", and the dude is 5'9", is too short? That means even if you got on heels, she's still going to be a little taller than you, or at least the same height. Not,
mm-hmm.
You're not going to be taller than him even with heels on, but he's still too short. Now, that's superficial on steroids. That's modern women. You know, unless your bank account. Now, if you got your bank account, they'll make exceptions when it comes to your bank account, but guess what? When a woman makes exceptions, even when it comes to your bank account, if a woman feels like she's settled, man, she is going to she's not in it for the long haul, man. She's probably going to cheat on you. I'm going to be realistic. I'll leave. And that's why you have to watch marrying these modern women. I know it's a whole topic for another discussion, but that's why you have to watch marrying these modern women because of that. You know what I mean? When a woman feels like she has to settle and she should have better, her attitude is going to show that. And then they always cry, I want to get married. Why? You want to get married so when it don't work out, you can kick me some ass? Is that why? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to really really watch out for that. You know what I mean? Because women do not like to settle. When they settle, they might put on a smile and put on their best Hollywood face. But at the
not going to last.
She's not really happy. She's not really happy.
Right.
Because she wants
and
the man of her dreams.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
you feel me, Bobby?
Yeah, I told you. Totally. As soon as she get upset, as soon as y'all get into some words, everything is going to come up.
It's going to come out.
Everything's
going to
come
out.
So, yeah. Now, you know,
that's
I was
a prime example real quick, right?
Get
into a little back and forth, right? And like you said, it's going to come out. I don't like short guys anyway. You know, I made an exception for you. Right where it hurts. You know,
all the time.
I could have had a dude that was 6'1". I was making 70K. I chose you though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What I'm gonna do with somebody that's 5'9"? You like my height? Like women will when they get upset, the truth come out and they will hit you low, boy. Woo, they will hit you low.
Sure.
These modern women, they aren't feminine the way traditional women are. You know, they're very argumentative. You know what I mean? They're it's disgusting, man. It's disgusting. What would you say about me?
Oh, as we was talking, right, I got a notification. It's a YouTube notification. And there was a topic about are men intimidated by strong women. Now, the thing is, men, this is my personal opinion, I don't think men are intimidated by strong women. I think they're not even intimidated. They don't like disrespectful women. Women who look down. It's not about, a woman can be strong. Men don't care about that. As long as she's not trying to be stronger than a man or being disrespectful and looking down on those other men. You know, a strong woman to me is a woman that respects her man. You know, that's a strong woman. You know, she respects her man and she respects, you know, she does all the right things that a man expects from his woman. You know, so that, to me, that's a strong woman. You know,
that's a very good point, Bobby.
Yeah, that's a strong woman. She knows her role, you know what I'm saying? And like you said earlier, men do more for women that they know is got their back, is more respectful to them, who treats them better. Men would give them the world. You know what I'm saying? Men would give them the world. But they hold back on the women that act in a certain way. They don't give them 100%, you know? And that's a fact. Like, why would you give somebody 100% who's disrespecting you? Who thinks he's, you know, looking at you because you're not as tall as the 6-foot-something guy over there, or you don't have as much money as that guy, or you don't have the vehicle he has, or things like that, or that home, that nice home he got over there in the suburb. You know what I'm saying? That's the way women look view men. Like, that's, you know, they look at, these are the things they look at, you know, how nice they look, probably the height they built, their money. They have a good job. Who are they? Or, you know what I'm saying? They look at those are the things they look at. And then that's when, and it's sad because that same person with all that may treat that woman like crap. But they will deal with that person because of everything that person has. You know what I mean? They will submit themselves to them and do all the things just to be in that relationship with that person. You know? And to me, that's sad. You know what I'm saying? You're not getting treated, you know, you're not treated the way you're supposed to. You know, the guy doesn't respect your worth or value, you know, but you're with him because he has a nice car, he has a nice place to live, he's in a condo, co-op, or home, or something like that. Yeah, so now you're willing to, you know, now you're willing to, I guess, lower yourself or standards or lower or give up a lot of respect just to be with that person, you know what I'm saying? Put yourself in a situation where, I'm being disrespected, but I'm in this nice house. I got, he has a nice car. People are looking at me like, you know what I'm saying? I'm on, you know, like, yeah, you know. You know, that's the way some women think, unfortunately, you know? So, It's crazy. It's crazy. But it was, that's how I, that's crazy. It's crazy.
Did you remember they said 20% of women go for 80% of, let's say, 80% of women go for 20% of men?
20% of men. Women look at 20% of the men. Basically, certain men that have certain things. They're saying 20% of the men that have things that women want. Women
look at 20% of women as attractive. Yeah, women look at only 20% of men as attractive. So 80% of men, they look at as unattractive. Now,
they look at
them
as unattractive.
That's crazy. And, you know,
that's crazy.
But
I heard that statistic. I was like,
crazy.
Wow.
But women don't, think about it. Women make like almost a woman can make a podcast just strictly a whole TV show just strictly on her shooting down men, just turning down men for whatever reason. He's not good enough. Like, no, you know, no, nah, nope, not happening. No, sorry, not interested. No, not into you. No, not attracted to you. No. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so the argument that some people are making is when a man gets a lot of women and sleeps with a lot of women because it's hard, but it's easy for a woman to sleep with countless amounts of men. It's too easy. It's because you can be a base. First of all, the top men get multiple partners and get laid all the time with different, don't have to put in that much effort and all that stuff, right? Only the top men got it like that.
Right.
And
20%.
Right, but an average woman can get as much D as she wants. An average woman, just average, nothing special about her.
Anytime, yeah.
She can't twerk, can't make it jiggle, nothing. She's just regular average, just barely decent, that's it. And she can sleep with 100 men in a day if she wanted to.
Yep.
Like, she can have countless amounts of men. Now, I don't mean she would have men willing to marry her and settle down with her, but she'll be able to get that attention and
she'll be
able to get that sexual satisfaction, right? And she'll still get simps through. Like, she'll get men wanting to wind and dine her, just, you know, some of them doing it just to get the box. But nonetheless, she'll get the approaches. You know what I mean? Like an average woman. You know, it's too easy. It's too easy for a woman. That's why it's not respected when a woman is a whore. And a whore is not a bad word. It's a definition. Did you know the word whore is in the Bible? The word whore is in the Bible. So it's not a bad word. It is what it is. It's a word that defines a woman that sleeps around with multiple men. Like, she's a whore. You know what I mean? It's not respected. It's easy. It's not respected. And then you get pregnant, you don't know who your baby daddy is. It's not respected. You know?
Yeah.
But with a man, it's very difficult. It's difficult for a man to get one woman to lay down with him. So imagine having multiple, 3, 5, 10. You got to get that man as prime. That's not something that's easy.
Right.
Because even if he's considered a handsome man, it ain't like it's just going to all just literally fall in his lap. He's still going to have to, you know, have some type of swagger just to finalize the deal. I mean, women aren't wired to just come running, jumping in your lap. Even if she like what she sees. Unless she's drunk or intoxicated, or she's just a straight whore, most of the time she ain't going to just come up to you like, hey, can you pipe me down? You know what I mean? Like, you still going to have to do something to initiate things and get the ball rolling. You still going to have to showcase some type of ability to connect with her so she can let you know that she wants it. You know what I mean? So it's just different, man. You know?
Yes, sir.
You know, we can go on and on with this. I think this is a great topic that we'll continue to visit because I do want us to start doing, getting back to more dating topics because dating topics are very intriguing. There's so much to touch on. You know, a lot of good content out there, a lot of good content creators putting food for thought out there. We've been doing this. Look, this year will mark our 10-year anniversary. It's Real Talk Radio will be 10 years old in May of 2023. That's why that's why if you listen to the intro, it says May of 2013 marks the beginning, because it does. It started in May 2013, so May 2023 will be 10 years. So we've been doing this. We've been talking relationships and stuff. And I wanted to, you know, speak on it more because there's just so much to talk about. It's such a it's such a layered discussion, the topic, like, you know, there's so much to get into. You know, so we do want to continue to visit dating topics and stuff, and there's so much to discuss, and it's intriguing because we all live in this life, and we are trying to find our own ways, our own paths, and our own happiness. So, you know, it's another ending. It's another ending discussion. Man. It's no end to it. Like, we gotta figure things out so we can get better results and be better. And that's what it's all about, man. You know.
So, man.
We will be trying to get on more often. But, you know, life be happening. So just stay tuned, man. If you ever want to, you know, find out what's going on with us, or if you want to be a potential guest, because we do want to start getting more guests back on, too. So if you want to be a potential guest, you can hit us up at itsrealtalkradio@gmail.com. Again, that's itsrealtalkradio@gmail.com. Hit us up, send us an email, and let us know if you're interested, you want to be a guest, or if you just even something as simple as you have a talking point that you want to address on air, you had a topic, idea that you think we should talk about, which would be, you think would be a great topic, maybe you'll even want to come be a part of the topic based on, you know, your willingness to want to talk about it. You know, that's cool. You just hit us up. It's realtalkradio@gmail.com. We do respond to emails. And, let's see what's what, man. You know, for guests or topic ideas, you want to just add a comment, you want to give a shout-out, whatever, definitely hit us up, you know. And, so with that said, this is Pitch Real Talk Radio, K-Real, Bobby G, everybody enjoy their Saturdays, and we'll be getting with y'all soon, real soon. Pitch Real Talk Radio, K-Real, Bobby G. We out of here. Peace.
Peace.